University of Florida researcher Evan Johnson discusses interesting findings about root growth and root longevity in HLB-infected citrus trees.
In HLB-affected groves, we see trees. We see that even before symptoms, you have a 30 to 50% root loss, and then after, you start to see more significant signs of early decline and such as leaf drop and a little bit of thinning. You see a 70 to 80% loss in those roots, in the root density underneath those trees. But surprisingly, the root growth in these trees is the same regardless of their state of decline. In fact, in the early decline or late symptom range, it looks like the root growth is actually increased. So it looks like we're seeing stimulation of root growth by HLB. And this really shows that the lifespan of these roots is being greatly reduced, so that the tree is trying to reproduce them, to replace them as quickly as possible, but it can't keep up with the rate at which the tree is losing the roots.
This means do all you can to reduce root stresses, correct?
Yes. Because the root growth is already very high in these trees, and it's a very expensive process for the tree to build new roots, it's really not recommended that you try and induce a lot of new root growth. The best thing to do is try and do anything you can to increase the longevity of these roots, how long they survive in the soil, and support the tree's continued growth and fruit production in the end. And so for that, you really need to reduce the other stresses that maybe in a non-HLB climate would have been minor stresses that didn't affect your grove's production, but now with all the damage that HLB is doing to the root system, they become a major additional component to the damage that's occurring to the roots.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.